Exclusive: Pentagon orders the removal of DEI from all official online content. By Christina Wong on February 26, 2025. Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell on Wednesday sent a memo to the entire department ordering the removal of all official online content promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in line with President Donald Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's priorities, Breitbart News has learned. In a memo titled Digital Content Refresh, Parnell instructed all senior Pentagon leaders, combatant commanders, and defense agency and field activity directors to remove Department of Defense news and feature articles, photos, and videos promoting DEI. The memo states, by March 5, 2025, components must take all practicable steps, consistent with records management requirements, to remove all DOD news and feature articles, photos, and videos that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. All articles, photos, and videos removed from DOD websites and social media platforms must be archived and retained in accordance with applicable records management policies. It adds, DEL content includes but is not limited to information that promotes programs, concepts, or materials about critical race theory, gender ideology, and preferential treatment or quotas based upon sex, race or ethnicity, or other DEI-related matters with respect to promotion and selection reform, advisory boards, councils, and working groups. Content requiring removal also includes that which is counter to merit-based or colorblind policies. For example, articles that focus on immutable characteristics, such as race, ethnicity, or sex, or promotes cultural awareness months as outlined in Secretary Hegseth's January 31, 2025, memorandum, Identity Months Dead at DOD. It said explicitly that the guidance does not apply to content required by law to be publicly available or related to normal installation or component operations and activities, including but not limited to, customer-focused content such as base conditions, activities, and services, current and historical leadership biographies, DOD education activity, school activities, operations and notifications, and morale, welfare, and recreation and commissary operations and activities. Digital content refresh by Christina Wong on Scribd. Parnell said if an organization believes an exception or extension is necessary, it must submit a detailed justification to his office before noon on March 5, 2025. Over the past decade, but especially during the Obama and Biden administrations, the Department of Defense and a number of official DOD social media accounts had promoted identity months such as Pride Month, Black History Month, Asian American, and Pacific Island Heritage Month, and Hispanic Heritage Month. However, the Trump Pentagon has brought back a focus on warfighting skills, merit, and standards in the U.S. military, rather than a focus on race or gender. Hegseth, in his memo banning identity months that the Pentagon issued last month, encouraged military installations, units, and offices to celebrate the valor and success of military heroes of all races, genders, and backgrounds as we restore our warrior culture and ethos. He added, "We are proud of our warriors and their history, but we will focus on the character of their service instead of their immutable characteristics." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.